You've been serving Waterford in the southeast for nearly 70 years. What traditions of customer care from when the business started still matter most to the business today?
Yeah, really good question. I suppose ultimately it's a family business and, you know, family, passionate team, and keeping that consistency, that Tony would have instilled upon us. And I suppose looking after your customer is mainstay and your team, and the rest follows. So it's a mindset towards, the business and that starts with Tony and works down. So we've always adapted when things changed, from, I suppose, tailoring in the 50s through to pandemic to online sales today, and we've always kept our focus on service, not just selling. So that's what people keep coming back to us.
And you mentioned there about transitioning to online sales as opposed to traditional retail, and I know obviously you do still have a strong presence in the city centre. How has that transition been, and how do you find your business has adapted to it?
Yeah, well, look, there are challenges for every business. You know, retail is tougher than ever. Costs are rising and online competition is everywhere. But, you know, we've survived by focusing on what online retailers, I suppose, can't give, which is personal service, advice and the trust that we've built with people over the years. We've also invested in our staff and our stores to stay fresh and relevant. So while it is a challenge, we come back to the fundamentals of one-to-one with people and our customers, and that seems to be what keeps us moving forward.
You mentioned staff and your team a good bit there a few moments ago. How do you train or empower your staff to go the extra mile for customers?
Yeah, so I suppose, like everything, the ethos of the company has always been customer first. So investing in our people is key, I suppose, to our continued success. Our staff receive ongoing training in modern retail practices. And over the years, we've brought in retail marketing and operations consultants just to help with the development of training. We're also proud to support a growth of our management team. Two of our managers actually are currently studying retail management practice through SkillNet and ATU. So look, that's our dedication and strengths and our skills and leadership and operations are there, and that's what's important. And we keep the team focused ultimately on that person that comes through the door. And it's about picking the right people and the right people picking us.
I am delighted to be joined now in studio by George Corbett, who is owner of George Corbett Motors. George, firstly, congratulations on being shortlisted as part of the Waterford Business Awards this year. How does it feel?
Thank you. It's great. I think it's a great recognition of the efforts we make and the lengths we go to provide a good service, provide a good experience for our customers.
Speaking of that then, you're up for Retailer of the Year. How do you train or empower your staff to go the extra mile, pun intended, for your customers beyond just selling a product or a service?
I think it's our culture. We recognise that people do value and do appreciate a good experience, and we strive every day to go above and beyond and provide a good experience for our customers in our showrooms, in our after-sales department. We believe that if we take care of the small things, you know, the big picture is always good then.
And how do you maintain consistency in your customer experience when things are busy or you're under pressure?
Yeah, our business is seasonal. We're very busy for 5 or 6 months of the year. And it's obviously a lot harder at that time of the year, at those times, to maintain your standards and maintain the quality of the service you provide. But we work very hard at it. You know, we work hard at it. We speak about it every day. It's part of our culture. Our after sales team, our managers, everybody is signed up to this, you know, that we go out every day to provide a better shopping and customer experience than our opposition are going to give.
And on that then, what are some small details customers often notice about George Corbett Motors that they don't get from other car sellers or dealers in the city or county?
I think consistency of the level of service that we provide and the consistency of the level of the cost shopping experience. We employ a business manager who, you know, he's a qualified financial advisor. So he is very well qualified and independent, if you like, to provide financial advice to customers purchasing. I think another key factor for us is consistency of the people that people deal with. So if you buy a car from us this year, it's likely you'll meet the same person in 2 years' time and 3 years' time. We have very low turnover staff.
I'm delighted now to be joined in studio by Lisa Statham of Harlow Jewellers. How does it feel to be shortlisted for Retailer of the Year?
It's an absolute honour. And not only to be shortlisted, but to be shortlisted against such wonderful competition as well. Both, you know, Fitzgerald's Menswear is an institution in Waterford alone. So for we're here 5 years. For us to be nominated and shortlisted against those businesses alone is a real honour.
You're only 5 years in business.
That's right. Yeah, we set up middle of COVID in 2020.
A challenging time to be set up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it
okay.
was, yeah, fun times.
Very good. So I suppose with Retailer of the Year, the purpose is go above and beyond.
Yeah.
How do you go above and beyond for your customers?
For us, exceptional customer service isn't an add-on. It's woven into everything we do at Harlow. Beautiful jewellery is only the start of it, put it that way. We want the experience in Harlow to be completely immersive. The second our customers walk into the shop, it's visually impacts from visual displays. There's theatre in the shop. The scents, the music, everything is just there to delight them.
And what do you think are the small details customer notice about your service in Harlow Jewellers that makes you special and makes you stand out?
Okay, that's a really good question. I hope that they feel that it's not just transactional. If that is how they feel, then I feel we've failed. They should feel valued and known when they come back to us. We get a lot of repeat customers and referrals, and that's very important to us. And distinctive jewellery, I mean, that's what we do. Pieces that you can't find anywhere else, and that we value Irish-made jewellery over mass production.
What does Retailer of the Year mean to you, Lisa?
It means a lot, actually. It isn't just an award that we've kind of just thrown a hat in to have a go at. It means a lot because it's an acknowledgement of the risks that we took when we set up. We've purposely done everything different with Harlow. We've chosen not to be on the high street. We wanted to be in the Viking Triangle because it added a sense to our brand. It was calm and we've then since become a destination jeweller. So to be recognised by our peers for what we've achieved by being different and taking risks and starting on a shoestring, I have to say, it acknowledges that. And like you mentioned earlier, you can get caught in the grind of the business sometimes and you forget to lift your head up and just look at what you've achieved and how far you've come.